Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
Yes, good morning. So we got Key. We don't have Jay yet. No Z. You got me.
Yeah, I'm not complaining. What's happening?
KJZ, ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Alan Hahn with Key. What's up, man? It's been a minute.
Yes, it has been a minute. And
that shirt, by the way, what? For those listening on radio, not watching on ESPN2,
oh, yeah,
Keyshawn is wearing a shirt that says, "I'm not for everyone." And that's probably as fitting as they come.
I'm not for everybody. So, you know, I had to certainly purchase it as I saw it on my vacation that almost extended this morning. So,
Where were you?
In the bed. Sleep. if I didn't hear my phone vibrate, I wouldn't have gotten up. I'd have been sleeping till 9 o'clock.
So when Evan called you, our producer, you were literally sleeping.
I swear.
And you pretended
everything
like
I love.
You were on your way.
100%.
Do you want to?
I rolled over. Wait.
It's like he said he's on his way.
I rolled over. I heard. But I did when I heard zut, zut, zut. I said, damn, my alarm didn't go off. And I happened to look and I saw producer out of one eye, Evan, you know, and I kind of saw it. And I woke it up and I had to get the voice right. Yo, man, what's up?
You know? You did not.
What did I say?
You answered it and I could tell you were asleep because the first words out of my mouth were, are you coming to work today? And you're like, yeah, I'm on my way in. And this is like 20 minutes ago.
Literally. I heard the conversation in my ear because I was here talking, and I hear Evan's voice go, "You coming to work today?" And I'm like, "Are you really saying that to him?" I figured you were probably like right
walking
outside.
I was out, man. My little ones, or my kids, are up because they're on West Coast time, they're up, and it's just a whole deal. So I finally get a chance to roll over and get a couple of hours in, but then you know when you get into that deep one, the time change kind of got me. But I ain't going to never be late. You ain't got to worry about that.
No. You were definitely.
Because you know why I'm not going to be late? Because he panics. So as soon as he panicked, he woke me up. And because I live so close, it took me
That part's what helped you.
Yeah.
See, me, no chance.
Yeah, exactly.
If that happens to
and
me,
that's why,
my biggest nightmare.
And that's why I live where I live. Yeah. Because I'm not taking that chance, and I will never take that chance. It's just not going
to
happen.
And that's why the call to Hahn is at 4:15.
Yeah.
And living that far away, you know, kind of where you live or out where Jay or all that mess, or out near Bristol, make you forget it.
Yeah.
No, it's not. You'll never, if something goes wrong, you're in trouble. But I had a great couple days off, and I'm sure you did too. You look nice and tan.
It was great. You'll enjoy this. I wasn't in New York for a long time. I just got out of New York. Had to. Just got out of New York and you know, got around the country a little bit, but – you are happy to be in New York, I'm sure. Back in the city.
As soon as I got off the plane yesterday. Got off the plane yesterday, it was raining.
Yeah. Well,
I woke up this morning, it's raining. What the hell? I mean, like, come on, man. Seriously.
It's been a weird summer.
I wore flip-flops, T-shirts, and board shorts for 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
Literally.
Yeah.
To the point where my kids were complaining I went to dinner looking like I was other than what I am.
But you're on vacation.
I know, but you know how it is, man. Yeah. It's just one of those deals. I have fun, though.
Are you well-rested? That's what matters, because we're now in the midst. It's training camp. It's football season. Here we are.
Do you think I can stay away from sports because I'm on vacation? No.
You didn't turn it off?
I tried to, but every time I turned something off, I had people like you and Evan and whoever else, Jay Will, chiming in.
Yep.
Zubin sending emails. It was like, well, come on, man. I don't need to look at this, but I'm on everybody's chain.
Yeah.
So I got to look at it. Then I got to go follow the story because it's being told. I'm like, okay, Aaron Rodgers, did he make it to camp yet?
Oh, can you just please say the words? Say the words. Aaron Rodgers is showed up for training camp. He's playing for the Packers this year. You can go ahead and let me know that my prediction was true, was right.
You were straight. I mean, you said he might go.
No, I didn't say might.
No, you said he's going. You said he's going to training camp. Or he's going. It showed up.
Yeah.
I just didn't think. Because when you're in that situation, I would just think.
There's a lot of
headlines. If you did all that, you wouldn't be going.
Yeah.
Did a lot to do nothing. But
there was that ego that was in play, and that certainly worked. A lot of headlines that
man, then we got better out west with the Lakers. That was better, I caught all that.
You know what?
You've
been one of the youngest guys on that roster, I feel like.
But they still can go.
Can they? 82
absolutely.
Games? We see.
They don't need to go 82.
Look, I will be the first
why
to tell
why do they have
you
to go 82?
I will tell you this, and I
stay
texted
healthy
you right away. So when Carmelo Anthony signed with them, I became a Lakers fan.
Because
you
think
root
we
for
go,
them
you
to
think
have success because I want to see him get a ring.
Okay,
really
well, that's
do
okay.
So I'm with you this season. This season only. I'm
yeah,
with you with
this
the
is
Lakers.
A this season.
With
this is a this season roster, though.
Oh, yeah.
This is not a
yes
2 year from now.
This is no green bananas roster.
This is one of those, the glove, who had a hole in it, by the way. Gary Payton had a hole in his glove when he got
that
to us. And then Karl Malone.
Yeah.
This is that kind of.
Well, you hope it doesn't
feel
end that way, though. They
not
ran
probably
out of gas at the end. They couldn't stand each other by
it
the
probably
end
won't.
Yeah, but still, like that.
I'm surprised Dwayne Wade didn't come out of retirement.
Waiting for someone else to join that team and get a ring, but you never know. You can always lock him up, like get a little training camp tryout. Maybe he's getting into shape now to see if he can make it.
Dodgers, we got Max Scherzer. Just he steamed.
How about Trey Turner? Never mind,
yeah,
just Max
yeah
Scherzer.
But did Trey pitch yet? I mean, did he
play?
Yeah, play yet?
I believe so.
I don't know. But I saw Max pitch.
Yes,
and
yes, he just pitched.
Completely just became Max Scherzer all over.
Man,
again.
You got like the Dodgers. Unfair. Like I thought the Yankees did really well at the trade deadline, adding Rizzo. You know, adding Gallo, and you know, adding the lefty power that they needed. They've played a lot better since then. Obviously, is like what was it 13-7? I think since All-Star break, so that's good for them. But what the Dodgers did, it's almost like ugh, man,
so. Then Ben Affleck, J-Lo, they still together, so I didn't miss that.
I'm a big fan of that. Big fan of that.
What else is going on?
Jake Gyllenhaal says you don't need to bathe.
Jake Gyllenhaal says you don't
so
need
you,
to bathe.
You guys in L.A. now? That's the thing now. Don't need to bathe.
First of all, I don't even know if he's from L.A.
Well, he's in L.A. now,
but that doesn't.
And L.A.
has
definitely
nothing to do,
in him.
Has nothing to do. What do you mean? It's nothing to do with
what happens to people. I said this to you on the text when I sent you that story. Like, what happens to people when you like you keep trying to get me to come out to L.A.
Because
and I miss L.A., but I don't miss it like that.
He's
like,
an actor.
I can't get into that world.
He's an actor.
Yes.
So therefore, my belief is actors tend to live in that role. So I'm sure he's probably playing a character or something where he didn't bathe and needs to grow some stuff on him or something.
And he realized that this is such a liberating way to live.
No, I saw Keanu Reeves one day, and he was walking around, but I think he was getting ready for a role.
Have to be.
He was had to be.
He was a mess.
I was like, dude, get some bleach for him, please.
What?
Like, seriously. And then I hadn't seen a movie in 100 years, so it could have been, you know, he hadn't been in a movie, so
yeah.
It could have been that, or it could have just been that's what he was doing.
And again, so many headlines we'll get to throughout this, and obviously a lot more to get to as well. 888-ESPN, 888-729.
We're back, baby!
776 to be part of the conversation. Let us know what you think. But also, we had the Hall of Fame in football this weekend. Two classes go in, Saturday, the 2020 group. Yesterday was 2021. A lot of different speeches. We'll play some of the best stuff for you as well in this show. But, I mean, you know, Peyton Manning goes in yesterday and has Tom Brady there. And, you know, that like.
Oh,
that was,
how sweet.
That was pretty
Tom
cool.
Tom came.
That was pretty cool. Come on. That's cool, though. Like, you like to
of
see
of course
that.
It's cool. I mean, of course it is.
All right. So a lot to get to. We'd love to hear from you certainly as well. A lot of guests as well. Jimbo Fisher later on as we talk about the passing of Bobby Bowden. Josh Allen, by the way, big story. Talk about headlines. First from the 2018 draft class to get an extension, at least from the quarterbacks. And what does that mean for the quarterback that was drafted first in that class? We'll talk about that next. We're back. KJZ, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 8.
For now.
Josh Allen, $258 million. We knew that this was going to happen.
What this Josh Allen deal did was set the floor for Baker Mayfield. There is a premium for guys that are selected number one overall.
More from Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin next.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, Your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
So Josh Allen wakes up on Friday, wakes up when Key should have woke up, 3:45 a.m., gets a call from his agent that tells him that he's about to get a contract extension that's going to basically make him one of the richest, if not the richest, quarterback in the league as he far as knew. Per year. Like this contract is amazing. The extension with the Bills, $150 million is the guaranteed. You say, right, that's the only number that matters, right? The guarantee is the number that really that matters.
What's my G up?
Yeah, that's $258 million is the total, but $150 million is the guarantee. And that's the part that, of course, as Key said, matters most.
If they're going to give you $150, though, Allen, you're going to probably get to the $258. If they're giving you $150,
yeah,
they're not giving you $150 to walk away. They're giving you $150 to get to the $258.
Yeah, you've got now all the runway you need.
And so as you start to get closer to the $258, they're going to give you another $250 if you play well, which they're anticipating he's going to play well. He's young enough. He's going to touch another $250.
But something you say about that, which is, you know, again, he's now – that's the 2018 class, and now all eyes are on Lamar Jackson, who's already got the MVP trophy on his shelf. Yeah. So if
who's next?
Josh Allen's getting that for his potential and what he can become as an MVP candidate, then what would someone like Lamar Jackson, who's already got an MVP on his trophy – on his
shelf,
what is he going to command? And then, of course, there's the guy that went number one in his draft class, in Baker Mayfield, being – what Cleveland's been looking for the last quarter century, which is a quarterback, a franchise quarterback, a guy they can believe in who can have that position for more than just 1 year so we can stop adding names to the back of the jersey. So let's make this straight talk, brought by Straight Talk Wireless. Baker Mayfield, discussing the obvious. When you see what Josh Allen got, what do you think you're going to get, and does it weigh on your mind? Here's what he said.
I'm worried about winning. I think the rest will take care of itself. You know, it's good for the quarterback position overall. I'd be lying if we said otherwise. But I'm worried about winning right now. I don't know the timeline on it. You know, we haven't talked about it because I'm worried about winning this season. I'm not doing the negotiations, so quite frankly, I don't give a damn. I'm worried about winning week one, then going on to week two and focusing on that week 1 week at a time. And that's my mindset. So no matter how many times I get asked this question throughout the year, it's going to be the same answer because that's just the truth.
Right, see, that's Straight Talk, brought by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Go ahead.
I can't now. He had me. I'm rolling with Baker till he said he don't give a damn. Like, I was with him 100%. And now Baker's sitting there, he's just going to lie to me and you right in our face that he doesn't do the negotiations, he don't give a damn. So when your agent come to you and he say, hey, Baker, they're going to give you $95 million guaranteed. Well, if you don't give a damn, then just say, okay, I'll take it.
Okay.
So, I mean, like.
That part
come on, man.
Now, that might be just semantics, but you're right. See, I agree with you on that part of it. Don't say you don't give a damn. I think what he meant was.
I understand what he meant.
I don't want to talk about it.
No, I get it.
So, whatever happens, happens.
That's the way it always
But you're
is.
Right. You better give a damn because if they come to you and say, oh, he doesn't care, 95 is going to be guaranteed. It's 95. That guy got 150. I'm getting 95.
But he won't get 95. He'll get, if it's 150, Baker will fall between the 145 and 152 mark.
Should he?
Guaranteed.
Should he?
Absolutely. Why shouldn't he?
Aren't there levels to this? I understand that you're saying, because obviously what Josh Allen got now is a tick above what Dak Prescott got. And as you've said and many other people have said, this is what happens. It's just the market. So next guy up will get more than Josh.
And Dak Prescott got a tick, I believe, a tick either right above Patrick or a little less than Patrick in guaranteed money.
Yeah. Now, nobody's got – Mahomes has – Mahomes' potential
about that.
Is untouchable. Yeah, like, nobody's going to get that potential. But for a six-year deal for Josh Allen, that's a pretty good
deal.
But
that's not true. You mean potential as far as a player goes or potential as far as contract goes?
Potential contract. He can get
that's not true,
can
though.
He get 400 – He got close to,
yeah, but that's not true, and here's why it's not true, because what I just said, right? Think about – follow me here. 150 G'd up for – Josh Allen, mm-hmm. 258 total, six-year deal.
Six.
By the time he gets through 4 years of that six-year deal, they'll give him another 250-plus if he's Josh Allen.
Yeah.
On top of more guaranteed money.
Right.
What they'll do with Patrick Mahomes on a 10-year deal is they'll renegotiate the 10-year deal after he surpasses a certain number, push some more money up front, push some more money this way. Mm-hmm. Now he'll get that money. The only difference is he stretched his out over 10 years opposed to saying, I'll do a six-year deal, I'll do a five-year deal.
Got it.
They just gave him 10 years. No, he will negotiate that contract two and three times again
so
before
Josh
the 10 years
run out. End up with, if he's, yeah, Josh can end up with 500 over 10 himself.
Exactly.
If they just keep re-upping.
Yeah,
so it's
more, the same thing.
It's more or less what's done. Okay. Well, that's on a single contract, I guess. That's what yes. that is. Nobody will touch what Mahomes has on a single contract.
That's it.
But
Pat got
does
that
it
money.
Set the market though for a Baker, or do you say
yes.
Baker and what his role is for Cleveland
no.
isn't the same as Josh and his role for Buffalo?
Does it matter though? Because if I screw this up, if I'm the Cleveland Browns, right? And let's say Baker has a Baker year that he had last year. What do you do? Are you going to say that's not good enough for us? We need to go out there and draft a quarterback. We need to go get whoever. We need to go get Aaron Rodgers, who potentially could become a free agent
yep.
and find a destination and he wants to go to next year. So we're going to dump Baker and go get Aaron Rodgers. Do you really want to play that game when a guy has won a division?
When you finally found someone.
When you found someone. He wins the division this year.
Well,
you go to the playoffs.
That's
you lose.
What it is, though, Key. All right. So then I'm not basing this on stats. I'm basing this on wins.
Yeah, why would you base it on statistics?
Well, I mean, isn't that how everybody does it today?
I never base things
like
on statistics.
I would look if I'm Cleveland, I'm not looking at Baker Mayfield and going, how many yards, how many touchdowns,
no,
how many interceptions?
Know.
I'm going, are we winning, and
yes.
is he part of that winning?
Yes,
then,
and
yeah,
the reason why we're winning.
Yes.
Is he the reason well, why
part.
We're winning?
He's not going to be the sole reason. He's
no, not
part
the,
of the
sole reason.
Reason,
but when I say reason why we're winning, mm. meaning like, is he contributing to us opposed to somebody else that we would have underneath the center?
Yeah.
And my answer would be absolutely yes.
Because it's hard to find someone, as they've known. And no one in Cleveland knows it more. Maybe a Jets fan knows it as much.
As
but
I
no
said,
one in Cleveland knows it more, how difficult it is to find that quarterback.
And as I've said before, I almost called you Josh Allen. Allen Hahn, as I said before, Baker Mayfield may never, ever go to a Pro Bowl as a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
May never, ever. But doesn't mean he's not right for the Cleveland Browns.
Right.
That doesn't mean anything. What happens in professional sports is we live in a fantasy world and everybody focuses in on the numbers. Just because there's godly numbers.
That's sports today, though.
But it doesn't
sports
mean anything
today is all
if
about
you're
the
not
stats.
Winning.
Yes. That's the most important stat.
Is
you're right.
Winning. And if you're winning me divisions and we're getting into the playoffs and we're advancing into the second and in the third round, let's go. Let's go.
So his value to that franchise would be worth $150 million guaranteed.
It's worth $150 million guaranteed right now as far as I'm concerned.
Now, he might not be on the open market worth that, right?
He may not be on the open.
But to
in fact, here's
he
what
is.
I would say. In fact, he is not worth that on the open market. He's not worth it on the open market. But he ain't on open market. He's our baby. And because he's our baby,
yeah.
we've got to take care of him the right way. Now, again, it may be 145. Or 152.
But he will give a damn about that, though.
But
he says he doesn't give a damn.
He's going to surpass $140 million in guaranteed money.
Mm-hmm.
I will step on the table with that one.
Yeah. Now, I'll be curious to see. Does Cleveland step up now? Do they wait for the season and see how things go? And then, of course, there's Lamar Jackson. Those are the two guys
you
really
watch. Oh, Lamar
going to
get you. They're going to back the truck up for Lamar.
Yeah, and Baltimore, the same kind of situation as well. Keyshawn, J. Will Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. Save when you bundle auto, home, or motorcycle insurance. Visit Progressive.com. So, no quarterback competition in Cleveland, that's for sure. None in Buffalo, we know that. None in Baltimore as well. But at the NFL, not short on competitions at that position. We'll discuss after I tell you about Straight Talk Wireless. 5G's here, but the big carriers want you to sign a pricey long-term contract to get in on the action. Not anymore. Because Straight Talk Wireless has rolled out 5G coverage nationwide with plans starting at just $35 a month with no contract. And get a Samsung Galaxy A32 5G for only $299, all on America's best networks. 5G coverage, 5G phones, less money, Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. 5G capable device required. Jeez. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary.
Now you're starting with a new quarterback. We all assume it's Jameis Winston.
I think because the type of offense in which they run it in New Orleans, I think he's in the perfect situation.
Going to beat out Taysom Hill. That's what we assume.
But I think Jameis becomes the starter of this team.
This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who have experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
And suddenly we have English accents. And why not? KJZ presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. So let's play Key, a little QB or not QB. Let's go with the first team.
San Francisco 49ers.
The 49ers, as we're discussing quarterback, you want to say competitions or maybe just storylines. And this is a big one with the 49ers, obviously with Jimmy G and then their rookie, Trey Lance. Kyle Shanahan asked about what the plan is for Trey Lance.
Trey's going to play for us this year. I mean, whether it's, I know you guys are running to Twitter on that, but like, I mean, that situationally he's going to get plays. Like, that doesn't mean that he's going to go be a starter or anything. He's going to get plays, and you got to prepare him for that every way possible.
He's going to play, making it clear. Of course, all reporters like me, we run to Twitter the minute we hear a coach say that about a rookie quarterback when you already have a veteran starter in Jimmy G. So QB or not QB, Trey Lance will play this year, but will he eventually replace Jimmy G this season?
Absolutely. Quarterback. He'll be the quarterback of the San Francisco 49ers, Allen. You know, I'm watching those highlights on our video screen on ESPN2 and just looking at it. And you know what I like to say when I watch them? Oh, that's right.
He just looks right.
Oh, yeah.
You always say that.
Oh, I'm going to lather him up all day long. Five? Oh, man, he just looks right. The hip turn, the whip around, the release.
Five? The five for
the
a quarterback?
The five just looks right.
Five for a quarterback?
Yeah, like a little fake Donovan McNabb right now. I mean, he just looks right. And I think what Kyle Shanahan is seeing in training camp is exactly what I'm saying. Is that if he does everything he's supposed to do and you start to hear and feel his teammates put their arms and hands and whispers in the ears around him, that resonates with the head coach and the general manager and John Lynch. And they sit there and they go, they're warming up to him. And he goes out there and he shows that in the preseason games. Now, all of a sudden, Jimmy G becomes one of those guys where you're like, well, y'all could do something else with him. He's ready to go right now.
Well, he's got while Jimmy G has value. And that leads us, as you mentioned, Jimmy G and where he could end up next, to our next team.
Chicago Bears.
Well, we were supposed to go to
New Orleans Saints.
Nope, not there either. Not yet. Not ready for that one.
Okay, I thought we were the ones on vacation.
Yeah, no, no. The next place we want to go.
Denver Broncos.
Hey!
The Mile High.
They finally woke up.
Control Room is right there in midseason form. So the Denver Broncos have a quarterback sort of story. I don't know. Would you call it a competition? Teddy Bridgewater, who they acquired from Carolina. And then, of course, Drew Lock, who remains with them, that they still hope to have some potential. And here's where I look at this team, Pat Shurmur being the offensive coordinator. What you've seen lately from them is Drew Lock, is he outplaying Teddy Bridgewater? He seems to have more chemistry. And as he would, he's got experience with guys like Jerry Jeudy and others with that team. But he's played better so far in team scrimmages. But is Teddy Bridgewater or Drew Lock going to be their quarterback of the future? Or, as you mentioned, is this a great place for Jimmy G to end up if the Niners are ready to move on?
Look, here's what I would say. Quarterback competitions are what you make them. I think that Teddy Bridgewater was brought there to be the starting quarterback, not just the backup, until they find somebody else. And I don't know if Drew Lock is that guy or not. He certainly played at times a year ago. Okay, he's shown flashes that he could potentially be a long-term starter in the National Football League, but we know what Teddy Bridgewater is. But if I'm the Denver Broncos and I'm hearing Kyle Shanahan's love fest for Trey Lance, I'm going to pick up the phone, and if they have or haven't already, I don't know, but I'm certainly going to say to themselves, what do you want to do with Jimmy Garoppolo right now? If we offer you something that will get your beak wet, will you take that? And because he clearly will be an upgrade over both of the quarterbacks, but you know, that's just me throwing it out there.
I hear you.
Because when I look at it, obviously they did not get Aaron Rodgers. We don't know the situation with Deshaun Watson, but Jimmy G could potentially be available. You've kind of said that to a degree. Kyle Shanahan's kind of said Jimmy G's available without saying he's available.
He's our guy for now.
Yeah,
Trey
for
Lance
now.
Has to play because he's
that
good.
He's going to play.
Now here's the thing about Denver that to me is a little maddening. They decided in the draft not to get a quarterback. They could have decided not to. And
but
you said it's because
getting,
they kind of know Aaron Rodgers is going to be available. So can't you just wait?
No,
the end
I
of the
don't
season?
Have time to wait. I got a job to keep.
Like you waited for Aaron Rodgers, and Aaron Rodgers never
but
showed
I don't
up.
Know that
and
we
now
waited
you've got
for,
this situation.
I don't know that we waited for Aaron Rodgers.
Come on. You had an opportunity in the draft to
no,
take a quarterback.
Which quarterback could I take that could take us to the Super Bowl this year
wasn't Fields
with
available
the defense?
To them?
But could.
Yes.
Would Fields, is Fields better than right now? A Teddy Bridgewater for us and what we want to do in Denver.
Because you think it's win now.
Because it's got to be
so
win
then
now.
All right, then Teddy Bridgewater's your guy because that's more game manager type.
And you can let win that way if your defense is playing that way. They won the Super Bowl with Peyton Manning that just, you know.
I'd be frustrated if I was a Broncos fan because I'd feel like you kind of
you're looking for
the
future.
Draft.
You're looking for a long-term future.
I'm looking for somebody that can – I don't want – when you have two quarterbacks, you have none. John Madden.
So I think you get – I think you – floated out there if you're the Denver Broncos and you say to yourself, what if that guy on the other conference of the San Francisco 49ers is still on the West Coast, as I like to say. Denver's on the West Coast. He's still there. Why not kick the tires on them and find out if it's available?
I hear you. All right. That takes us to our next team.
New Orleans Saints.
Again, QB or not QB, as we're talking about not just quarterback competitions, quarterback stories going around the NFL. There's tons of them. There always is this time of year. And this one now, I don't know, is it a competition? This one doesn't make sense to me, but you're going to make sense for me, and that is New Orleans Saints, Jameis Winston, Taysom Hill. Taysom Hill already has a role in this team, and it's a valuable one. To make him QB1 to me doesn't make sense because you lose that value. Jameis Winston, Key, I think, would have to be really bad to lose this competition. Is it a real competition?
Well, I think it is a real competition, but I think Jameis, he will eventually take control. We're still only in the first week of training camp, right? I mean, we're entering the second week, basically, of training camp. You got four more weeks of this stuff to go before the regular season even starts in the National Football League. So it's early. I think when you look at it, Taysom Hill does have a role. He will continue to play that role as the Swiss Army knife guy for the New Orleans Saints. But Jameis has to take control of it.
So he needs to take the job.
You got to take the job.
They're
not going
to
hand it to him. Okay. No way at all. You don't.
Replacing
you don't hand
Drew Brees.
It.
Not
you, don't, you just don't. And look, for what it's worth, Taysom Hill did go 4-1 as a starter for the New Orleans Saints and replaced Drew Brees. Now, it wasn't like they were all explosive and it was just just crazy plays at the quarterback position. It was a lot of trickery that was put into play, but they won. Trickery. Now, could they win that way long-term with him at quarterback? Probably not. And I think Sean Payton and Mickey Loomis know that, the general manager. And so when you look at Jameis Winston, you want him to become comfortable as a potential guy who's running the offense with the ones. Remember now, Michael Thomas is not with them right now. He'll be missed for several weeks.
Coming
so you still got to have that in play to think about, okay, if we had him here and we had this here, what would Jameis Winston look like? And I think that that is what they're looking at as they continue to evaluate during this training camp.
Okay, you always say, you know, oh, he just looks right. But how about sound right? Listen to Jameis Winston, who reporters are taking note of because he didn't talk much last year at all.
What is there to talk about?
And this year, so he's available more and more to the media, and we're hearing him talk to the media, and people are kind of struck by how different he sounds.
Regardless of how I speak, regardless of how I carry myself, you know, I'm trying to be the best man I possibly can be. I got two sons, right? I'm rocking my one son on my neck right now. So I got a lot of things I got to represent, you know, and I understand it's bigger than me. I want to show these guys, like, hey, like, I'm a CEO in this thing. You know what I'm saying? I'm ready to take that next step. And it's a privilege to be a quarterback here, man. So I got to carry myself a different way. I'm not a 21-year-old kid anymore, right? Like, I'm a grown man, I would say. This is big man status.
What do you think of that? I mean, people were struck by how precise he was,
growth,
the way he was talking. I looked at it as, wow, he really sounds like he's grown up.
It's growth.
And other people are just feeling like he's putting everybody on, trying to put up this act.
I know, you can't – look, man, you can't worry about what everybody else is thinking. I hear him. It's growth. It's maturity. That is what – when you are around somebody like Sean Payton in that organization and you see how they go about doing things and you've now been kicked to the curb by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the second opportunity and
they
chance
win a Super
has come,
Bowl after you leave.
Your face is there, your eyes are open, and you realize that these opportunities don't just come every single day. So you have to seize the moment, take advantage of it. And sometimes when you're sitting in the bed at night in the dark looking at the ceiling in training camp, you're saying these things to yourself, like, this opportunity is right now. I've got to grow up. And I'm sure last year as he was sitting in training camp or sitting around and Taysom Hill was playing, he was saying to himself along with his family and some of his friends, the same people that were around him in Tampa Bay that was giving him probably bad advice, they grew up too, and that helps when you have a strong cast of people around you. And I think now for Jameis, he has that. He has that because of what happened to him in Tampa Bay.
I'm rooting for him. He's a guy I'm rooting for big time. You know, I really love to see this story.
It's interesting when people say rooting for somebody. You don't have to root for him because he gets it. You don't have to. And the reason that you don't have to root for him, Allen, because he understands now this is real. We can play around our first 4 years in the league, 5 years in the league, thinking everything is – you know, shucking and jiving and having fun and playing games. In the end, your ass will be on the streets. They already showed you that once.
It's a business.
It's a business.
Yeah.
And if you don't take care of business in New Orleans, you know, you'll be messing around on ESPN U.
Calling football games before you really should be. All right, now this last stop we're going to make, to me, is one of the biggest quarterback stories that we have going, and it'll probably take us all the way to week one. And it is in
New England Patriots.
Actually, I forgot about the Patriots. So let's get to the Patriots.
Jeez.
We'll do this one quick. Cam Newton, Mac Jones. Mac Jones getting a lot of reps.
Yeah,
Bill Belichick keeps telling us this is Cam Newton's job.
A lot of reps.
So why does it feel like Mac Jones is getting a lot of opportunity? Yeah. Explain the reps.
You know how many people got a lot of reps in my day and age when I played? Hey, man, that dude's going to start over 19. Really? Why? Well, he's 2-1 reps over Keyshawn. So he needs the damn reps. Cam needs reps too, but Mac Jones needs the reps. If my starting quarterback comes up injured or misses time, I have to have the guy behind him ready.
He better be ready.
Yes, so and the only way Cam's he's going to get ready is by getting reps. We understand what Cam is. We need to understand what 50 is. Because 50 to us right now, he looks like a 50. So we need to get him to look more like a 12. And 12 meaning like Tom Brady because he doesn't look like Tom Brady. Mm-hmm. So therefore, we're going to give him reps. That is part. It's the pre-damn season. So that's what we're doing now. We're going to count reps. Unbelievable.
2-1. It's got to mean maybe they'll play together. Maybe we'll go platoon with these guys.
I was on NFL Live last week with Marcus Spears and myself and Mike Reese and our great reporter in Adam Shefty. And Mike Reese was not standing in front of Gillette Stadium. It was raining and he was indoors.
Umbrella.
And Mike said, hey, he's out repping Cam Newton 2-1. Then I said to him, I said, so that's what we doing now? We really sitting down and counting reps.
Yes, we do this.
Oh, God,
yes,
stop.
We do.
It's not.
We do that in early August.
Do you know how many people took reps in front of Marcus Spears? DeMarcus Ware's? That's what happens. You know that covering. Mm-hmm. You know, it's cool.
It seems like there's
Mac Jones' team of the future.
Yes.
When that future is, we don't know. But it ain't today.
You know why he's taking more reps?
Why is he taking more reps?
Because he needs them.
Yeah.
Because he needs them.
That's what Keith said. And I think we get lost in that because what we know about Cam is that he already knows what he's doing. We don't need to see him.
In certain situations.
And we'd probably rather keep him as possible.
So when guys take reps, it's situational reps. We understand that particular play that we're repping. Cam and Nick, not Nick Foles, Cam, they're all the same, Nick Foles, and I start getting to the backups.
Somewhere.
But Cam and Brian Hoyer and Stidham, they understand what this particular play is. They've done it well. When we chart it and we put it into our script for the day, have Mac Jones do it.
Yeah.
I out-repped players at, like Keenan McCardell. I out-repped Keenan McCardell at a certain route because I didn't run it like him. And in order for me to get it the way I need to rep it. So I may be going 6 times at that particular position, knowing damn well I ain't never playing the Z because I'm going to always be the X. But because they need me potentially at the Z if something goes wrong to Keenan, then I need to be able to run the route.
I love it. That's a great explanation for people to understand that that's what the rep thing is all about. All right, last but not least, as I said a minute
Jordan
ago.
Jordan Love, out repping Aaron Rodgers.
Here is now the one market where the quarterback story will take us to week one.
Chicago Bears.
Andy Dalton, Justin Fields. And this is the story since draft night. This has been the story. Take a listen. Now, Key, you sort of suggested this, a little foreshadowing by Key a couple of weeks ago. Jimmy Graham, the tight end, who discussed Justin Fields, what he looks like, and who he reminds him of.
Man, I love the kid. You know, he sits beside me in the locker room, and man, he wants to be good, you know, and he wants to be great. Man, he puts in the work. You know, the guy really, you know, really, really can throw the ball. You know, that's been impressive to see his arm strength. The ability to, you know, to make plays while you're running, I think, you know, he's going to have, you know, it's been impressive to see him so young, so focused. You know, and I can tell, you know, it definitely reminds me a lot of Russell Wilson.
Wow, Russell Wilson. All right, Jeff Dickerson, who covers the Bears for ESPN, joins us right now on the Goodyear Hotline. He's a part of this conversation. Good morning, Jeff. He had mentioned this a couple of weeks ago when he said...
No, a couple months ago, man.
Was
get
it
a time
months?
Line. Get a timeline right.
Yeah,
give
months,
me the timeline.
Weeks, whatever it is, you know how it goes in the offseason. It all melts together. But the bottom line is he said, you'll know with Justin Fields because that's when the vets will come up to the coaches or even in the media and start talking about the kid in a way that would suggest, yeah, this is the guy we want. So, Jeff, when you hear what Jimmy Graham said... Did you get that same vibe?
They are getting close. They're not there yet. And that's what the Bears want, guys. They want this to be organically, right? They want everyone in the building to feel that Justin Fields' time has arrived. And then they're going to make that move. They're very impressed by Justin Fields. I've watched every single practice. There are days out there you watch him and you say, wow, look at that arm strength. Look at that mobility. This guy's got it all. But, guys, there are other days where you say, hey, he's a rookie. He's making mistakes. Ball's not coming out fast enough. He's having some issues getting the plays in. Little things that they're still working on. But, I mean, they're building towards Justin Fields eventually being the guy. Guys, I'll mention this. You know, for a team in the Bears that historically almost always has bad quarterback plans, this has actually been a pretty good quarterback plan thus far because Andy Dalton, believe it or not, has had a very good training camp. He looks good. He knows the offense. They feel comfortable in him being kind of the steward here until Justin Fields is completely ready, which will happen The hope is it doesn't happen too soon because they want to make sure when they make that move that he's completely ready.
Look, Andy Dalton is a capable quarterback, I believe. What we saw in him in Dallas a year ago is not the Andy Dalton when he was the Red Rifle in Cincinnati. There's no question about right. it. He's on a much better football team. But they have to get Justin Fields ready because we don't know if Andy Dalton can get them. Now that Aaron Rodgers certainly is back in Green Bay, can get them over the hump in doing so. Have they at all given any indication that they're going to share time during the regular season or even into the postseason where the preseason where they're going to be like, you know, every 2-3 series they're going to go?
You know, Key, we're not counting reps, thank God, in Chicago because that would drive me crazy, okay? So I'm not counting reps out there, but I can tell you that Justin Fields is getting a lot of action as a number two quarterback. Nick Foles is the three, so his reps are dramatically reduced compared to Dalton and Justin Fields. They're going to play Justin Fields, guys, a lot in the preseason. Now, that's a big change. A couple years ago, Matt Nagy, the Bears head coach, a lot of criticism. Didn't play the first team guys at all, hardly, in the exhibition games. So they're going to make sure that Justin Fields plays a lot in these first two preseason games. He's getting a lot of reps in practice. They haven't gone as far yet as to say, okay, here's the plan for Fields when the regular season begins. It would not surprise me. Now, I think, again, Dalton, the plan is for him to be the guy week one. It would not surprise me that as they go along, they begin to use Justin Fields a little more. Here's a couple of plays. Hey, here's Justin Fields. He's in the huddle all of a sudden. What's going on? I think that is the plan. They just want to ramp this thing up properly to, again, when they say, okay, it's your time. There are no restrictions and no limitations. And, guys, as you know, that only happens when you get the reps and you get the live action, and they're trying to make sure that that happens accordingly for Justin Fields this preseason.
Jeff Dickerson's ESPN Bears reporter is joining us on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin this morning. Jimmy Graham also had some other comments, Jeff, about the being forced into taking the vaccine. How has that gone over in Chicago, especially in the locker room?
You know, he had a lot to say. Not only the vaccine, but he was upset about the 17th game on the regular season schedule because of the pay differential there for some of these veteran players. The Bears are, I want to say Matt Nagy said the other day, they're about over 90% vaccinated. They still have four guys on the reserve COVID-19 list. The Bears have tried, since day one, Matt Nagy, their GM, Ryan Pace, all the officials, they've tried to go on the record and say we're educating the players about the vaccine and the benefits of having the vaccine. It was jarring, though, for Graham to say that. And it just seemed like, guys, he had a lot of kind of pent-up frustration with the union on a variety of topics. And sort of that was the spark that let it all come out. It's kind of died down. It hasn't been a distraction. But certainly when he said that stuff, you kind of sat up and took notice.
Hey, Jeff, in about 30 seconds here, you mentioned Nick Foles. So I got to ask you, and especially as a Jets fan, I have to ask you, is what the market would be for him if there is one. You know, you do have the two quarterbacks there. That's your one. That's your two. Nick Foles is going to have value. Do you see something happening before the season starts, and have you heard anything about it?
I'll tell you guys this. We had a Nick Foles press conference, our first one of the preseason, about 5 days ago, where he basically come out in a very nice way and said, please trade for me. Please take me. I'm available. I'm healthy. I'm playing better now than when I was the Super Bowl MVP for the Eagles back in, 2018? So I think there will be a market as the injuries at the quarterback position happen. He is healthy, and I think he would be attractive to a lot of teams out there because of that experience.
Yeah, no doubt about it. All right, thanks for the time, Jeff. Great stuff.
Thank you, guys.
Mm-hmm. All right, Jeff Dickerson, who joined us on the Goodyear Hotline, brought to you by Goodyear, helping you discover the road ahead. Goodyear, more driven. So coming up, we stay in the NFC North with their MVP quarterback back in the mix. All good in Green Bay. We'll discuss next. KJZ, ESPN Radio, and ESPN2.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.